I'm going to bring a word, I think, because I haven't really known what the Lord wants to do apart from move amongst us this morning. And I'm going to begin in Luke 19, and we'll see how far we get. Is that okay? We'll see what the Lord is going to do. And it's about God's pursuit for you, for people, and our pursuit for Him. So the word that I'm going to bring is going to show you what a pursuit for God looks like and what God's pursuit for you looks like. Just in this simple story about a man who's probably quite famous for you guys, anybody who knows the Bible, his name is Zacchaeus. So we're just going to read the story first, and then I believe the Lord is going to speak to us through it, and then do stuff. Just turn my phone off. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, because he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down today, for I must stay at your house." So he made haste, that means rushed, and he came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, "He who has gone to be with a guest, he's gone to be with a sinner. This man's a sinner." Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, for he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man, that's Jesus, has come to seek and save the lost." Jesus says to this individual, "I've come to seek people like you. I've come to seek people just like you." Now, it starts with Jesus passing through a certain place. Now, I don't know how you view that, but I know that Jesus is here today. And some of us could let him just carry on by. But others of us might say, "I want to see him." I think it's all down to personal choice, because there was a crowd there, and that crowd had probably seen Jesus do a miracle, because Bartimaeus had been healed as Jesus came into that town. But you know, God's always on the move, and he's always going somewhere. But Zacchaeus, he was wanting to know for himself who this Jesus was. And that separated him a bit from the crowd. And you know, Jesus will always do people good and do miracles. But I believe that what Zacchaeus was portraying in action was that I don't just need a miracle. I don't just want God to do something for me. I want to see who Jesus is. And I believe Jesus stopped under that tree because he could feel that hunger. He could feel that heart. He could sense that this man wanted him. And Jesus would have been, "Somebody wants just me, not just what I do. Somebody here in this city just wants me, not just what I can do for them. You know, a lot about our relationship with God is about having a loving Father who loves to take care of us and do us good. But Jesus didn't just come to bless us. He came because he loves people, and he doesn't just want to kind of pass by. He wants to come home with you, and he wants to come into your heart and begin to completely change you from the inside out. Zacchaeus was wealthy, loaded. And the way he had got to this place of wealth was very questionable. He'd cooked the books. He'd taken from the poor because he was self-serving. And Zacchaeus had, by wrong means, done people wrong. And he was a leader, which meant he was the boss. He was bossing it everywhere. He could boss it with his money. He could decide for himself just what he wanted to do with his life and his time. But no money could satisfy what was going on in his heart. He tried to fill his life with stuff, things. He could do whatever he wanted. He could buy whatever he wanted. He could have whatever he wanted. But he wasn't satisfied in his heart. He was empty. And we are all empty without Jesus living in our hearts. Not knowing about him, not seeing him do miracles, but Jesus alone can fill an empty life, even if you're wealthy. You can look full. But you know, Jesus says something about the full. He sends them away empty. But the hungry, he fills with good things, better things. Zacchaeus was short. He did have a disadvantage. He couldn't see over the crowd, the heads of the crowd. So he got up into a high place. I find it amazing that God looks for a heart that is not proud and content with themselves, but humble, and says, actually, I'm happy to humble myself to do what looks crazy in the eyes of everybody else, to get myself into a place where I can see him for myself. I'm hungry for God. Is anybody here hungry for Jesus? Jesus. He could have sent his wife. You do that bit. I'm not the one that goes to those kinds of meetings. I don't do that. It's not my thing. I make money. But I'm still interested. It wasn't that kind of interest. It was a hunger on the inside to say, oh, I want to do something out of the ordinary to meet God. Now, who is Jesus then? He's God made flesh, dwelling amongst us. That's who he is. He became man. And when Jesus was passing by, you could say God was passing by that day, as he is today. He's here. That day, today. It's all about today in this story. It's not about tomorrow. Tomorrow, the opportunity goes. How many of you know life is all about today, not tomorrow? Because if today he isn't what you want, then tomorrow, let me tell you, he won't be what you want. It's today. Today is the day that Jesus is here. Today is the day he's here for someone who wants him. You know, we're a society that kind of loves handouts. We love things done for us, everything done for us. But actually, Zacchaeus showed us that if we take a step and move out of our hearts and into action towards him, towards God, he begins to move towards us. So casual observers don't enter in to all that Jesus has. It's people who want a change of life. It's people who want something different. Jesus has come to bring something different. And it's completely different to any other person that you know, because he is God. And I love this, because I just imagine Jesus, the crowd, the noise. Nobody else is looking at Zacchaeus, but God is. Because he sees every heart, here and at home and online. He's looking all the time for us. And I love it that he doesn't miss a seeker. He doesn't miss someone who isn't there for church, but is there for him. Who isn't there for their agenda, but there for him. I love that he stopped. He stopped for me. Did he stop for you? I'll never forget the day he stopped and began to invite me into a deeper relationship with him, to show me who he was, that was so life-changing and continues to be life-changing. He changes me. He continues to change me. The Bible says that in a moment when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we are changed. We have a new heart. He puts a new spirit in us. And he puts his spirit on the inside and causes us to want to walk in his ways. We don't do it by duty. We do it by the spirit working in us, wanting to follow Jesus. But we are also being changed. We are in a process of becoming more and more like Jesus as we behold him. Not ourselves, not stuff of life, not the crowds. You got to get rid of everything that crowds your view so that you can see him and bring him into a clear focus like Zacchaeus did. I love Jesus. He just says, today, I'm coming. I'm coming to your house. So in other words, I want to carry this on, this moment. I want to come into your home. But more than that, I want to come and take a place in your heart that money could never take. Isn't it interesting that it's all about wealth? Here it starts with a rich man. We can be rich in lots of things. But Paul said, I'm willing to lose it all for the sake of knowing him. I count it all rubbish, he actually said, but that I may know him, that I may pursue him, because he's pursuing me. He didn't just pay a huge price to get you out of hell. I don't know what price you'd pay for that. What price would you pay to get out of hell? We couldn't pay. But Jesus paid on the cross for you. He loves you so much. He died for you. He suffered. He was punished. He took the curse. He took the whips, the lashing. His body was shredded for you and for me. He paid the price. And I believe that's what that chat was all about in that home. We don't get a window in on what they talked about, but the result was something called salvation. And what happens if you're going to be saved? Now, that word's really important because it means saved from something called sin. Because sin is the problem that causes all other problems. And Jesus came to save us from sin and every other problem. Like living under the power of Satan is a problem for all who live in sin and under the power of Satan and in darkness. And I believe that Jesus, when he had a meal with Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus was just overjoyed about just the honor of having God there. Don't forget who's here. Who you're talking to at home. God. It's amazing that Jesus would come and live in me. He's the one who made everything you can see. But that he should be so wanting me that he came and died for me. And he rose again and he's alive. And he can live in my heart if I invite him in. And I can get to know him and make him the pursuit above all other pursuits. Above all other pursuits. See, he hasn't come to job share. Whatever your role in life, he's not sharing that. He's come to be Lord. And he's come to take over. And wherever he is, there's an abundance of life and blessing. But there's also a change. And that day, when he invited Jesus home, he didn't know. But he was going to hear something that he would believe that Jesus was who he said he was and was going to go to the cross for him. And he believed simply that he was the Son of God because he called him Lord. Now, you don't call, a lot of people just called him Jesus, but he called him Lord. That means he believed he was both Lord and God, but also Savior of my life. And when he believed, something happened profound. Jesus actually said, "Today, salvation has come." In that moment, something profound happened. He became a new man. Do you not think that's profound? You get used to hearing you're a new creation, but we mustn't get too used to it that we don't realize what happened. A completely new person, a work of God. All sins forgiven, made right with God through faith, not works. You understand, Zacchaeus didn't give to the poor and pay back all he'd robbed. He was not paying for salvation. You can't pay. And he doesn't want your money, he wants your heart. But when he has your heart, he's got your money. The power comes from heart, not duty, not should, But because he loved me so much, I love him. He stood there and said to the Lord, what a statement for a rich man. I don't know if you've ever met a rich person who's free to give everything. I have. That means he's completely changed. Because from being someone who says all things must come to me, including that that doesn't belong to me, he says, I need to be a giver. It's a complete change of heart and life. And he paid back those he'd robbed, and he gave half. Now, I must say, that would have dwindled his account seriously. Do you not think his account would have gone from, let's say, a rich person? What do you, I don't know what you are when you, okay, for me, a rich person would have 1 million. For some of you, maybe it's 1 billion. Maybe it's Mr. Gates. I don't know who's rich in your eyes. Maybe in your eyes it's having £1,000. But anyway, he got stuff. So give half 1 million, that's 500,000. Plus four times. Like, he didn't pay back what he took. He times by four. So £10 times four is 40. That's a lot more than you took. So we're talking account coming down seriously. Why? Because he didn't value money. It had no place in his heart. So he's free to give. You know, one of the fruits of salvation is giving. He repented, actually. He changed the way he did life. He became a giver. That's what repentance means. To follow Jesus, you have to change. You have to change the way you're going to do your life. Turn around. Stop following your own way and doing your own thing. Independence, even in a Christian, is a sin. Sorry to say. I'm not sorry. I'm preaching the word. You can't do what you always have done and follow Jesus and continually be changed. So Jesus had brought the message, the free gift of salvation. What that had done is that the power of God gave him the ability to say, no problem, I'm going to give it away. This isn't a problem because I'm rich in God. My wealth isn't my status. It isn't what people say I am. My wealth is that he loved me and he gave himself for me. And now, because God's here living in me, I know he will provide for my life and my future. But he's also, you know, beloved, I don't believe that Zacchaeus stayed the same. So he didn't say, brilliant, I'm saved. Right, let's make some more money, guys. We're a bit low. Pot's a bit empty. Let's get back to it. He didn't say that. I don't believe it. I believe he was part of the disciples that began to follow. In a different way to the 12, but he was maybe part of the 72. And he continued to be changed. Maybe he was part of the 120 that met in the upper room when the Spirit was poured out. And maybe he was part of that movement of people that were like, he's changed me so much. He's been so gracious and merciful to forgive me. I'm going to go out and tell everybody. And I'm going to get into conversations with anyone I can and tell them and introduce them to the only one that can save your life and change you forever. I think we'd have seen Zacchaeus progressively changed as he went through his walk with Jesus. But he'd have been changing the world around him. wonder what his wife would have said. What you doing, honey? Giving all that money away? Or maybe she'd been there at the same meal. And she'd have said, that God would die for me, no problem. We had a word on Wednesday night through Pastor Andrea about withholding nothing. And you know, we can have stuff that holds us. Holds us back. Stops us moving with God. And those things actually can be on the inside in the heart. Because we desire other things. We've got another agenda or plan and we want God to bless that. We pray about our cars. We pray about our futures. We pray about our kids. We pray. We get everybody praying about everything. But we forget that actually God came for relationship with us. And that we can know him. And like Paul, we need to keep free, forgetting what is behind, counting other things more in the background than in the forefront. You know, I love, I'm going to finish with this, Psalm 16. Let's have a look at that. I believe God is speaking this morning. We are being changed as we behold him from one degree of glory to another. We're not just saved, we are being saved, are we not? We're being changed. We heard Ruth Dakin's account. We are being changed. God's here this morning. Today is the day where you can be saved. Today is the day where God, if you want him, can do something new and fresh and powerful in you. Psalm 16. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, you came for me. Aren't you grateful he came? Have you stopped pursuing him? I think that's his heart this morning. If you have, he's missing you. But also you're missing out. He's on the move. Don't miss what he's doing. Don't miss it. Don't miss him. Psalm 16. David, he was a man, he was a leader, he did so much stuff, he's a warrior, I mean, he was a busy man. I mean, if you're going to be a king of a nation, you're going to be fairly busy. Probably a lot busier than all of us put together. But you know, his heart was to seek the Lord always. He was a seeker of God all the days of his life. He wasn't a casual, oh, I'm saved, I'll just let it all go on. He was a seeker of God. He was hungry to know him. Because what he knew of Jesus actually made him more hungry. When you know him, you want more of him. Because you'll never get to the end of who he is. And his love for you. Experiencing him in his love and his goodness for you. So David, he said this, I have set, verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me. In other words, everything else can get in the way, which is why I've got to be intentional. How many of you know that? You've got to be intentional as a Christian. You can't slide on by, honey. David said, this busy man, I'm not going to set the problem before me. I'm not going to set people before God. I'm not going to put things or my work or my family or my friends or my ambitions or my goals for stuff. I'd like to buy this. I'd like to buy that. I'm not going to put that before me. I'm going to set the Lord always before me. So in other words, I'm going to make him my goal, my pursuit, but also the only one who can change me and change everything for his kingdom. You see, we're not here to seek first our kingdoms, our stuff. He's not here just for you. He's here to bring a kingdom. And his kingdom is coming. And one day, it'll all be wrapped up in one person, and his name's Jesus. It'll all come to an end, this world. It's just temporary. Stuff's temporary. Things are temporary. Jesus and his kingdom is eternal. I set the Lord always before me. I love this heart. Oh, Lord, I want to be like that. Does anybody here want to be like that? I want to set Jesus up front, center, leading my life. Doing what I should do, when I should do it. Not being absent and not sending somebody else to do it. You go pray, I go do that. No, I will set. I will have this relationship with God personally. The reward of salvation and ever-increasing knowledge and power and goodness and blessing that comes to a seeker. Jesus says, seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all of your heart. When you seek who? Me. Zacchaeus, that day salvation came. Today, I don't believe we just need saving for the first time, although there may be one or two people here this morning listening online or here that have never accepted Jesus as your Savior for sin. He has seen you searching. And if anybody is seeking him, he's stopping today to say to you, I want to come. I don't just want to come into your house. I want to come into your heart. If you believe in me that I died for your sins and rose again and offer you a gift of forgiveness and a new heart, a new life, then today you can be saved. Come out of darkness and into light. As Joan said, you can know a lot about Jesus but not have him received, not receive him by believing who he is and accepting him in your heart. Until then, there's no power to live a different life. But I don't believe that Jesus is passing by or doing what he is doing this morning just for, although that is his greatest joy, is to come into somebody's heart this morning and become your Lord and Savior personally. See, it's not about going to church, it's about person. And his name is Jesus. But it's also, he wants to change us who follow Jesus throughout the years, some of us. I love Joan. She'll always want to change. She always wants God to use her, do something different. She's a pursuer. At how old? I want to be known as a pursuer. Whatever age I am, I'm going on. I set the Lord before me. Shall we stand? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you've heard the Lord speak to you this morning personally about anything, before I pray, we pray together. If God's put his finger on something that's taken his place in your heart and life, just don't withhold anything. Half-hearted people, they never really get the fullness of the blessing of Jesus and his goodness in their lives. Just respond to him. If you're at home, just respond to whatever the Lord spoke to you through his word this morning. Nothing I withhold, Lord. 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 Maybe you've been pursuing your miracle more than Jesus. Pursuing an answer for a situation more than just wanting Him. Or maybe you've become so rich in other things that actually today you need to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I just want that stuff out of my heart. I don't want to have other goals that compete with you. I want you, Jesus, to be my goal. You didn't come just to do miracles. You came so that we might have you with us and us with you. It's about a person. Salvation is about a person, not just forgiveness and a new life. It's about Jesus. Maybe you've never received Jesus personally. You've been to church or have been going to church or listening online. And today, Jesus is seeking you out. He wants to come into your heart. You know enough this morning to know that He died for your sins, for all that you've done wrong, to forgive you, but also to give you something new, give you something, a new heart, a new life, a new start, where you can know Him and be freed from the stuff that has taken over your life. Thank you, Jesus. I just, if there's anybody here this morning that wants to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, could, while everybody close your eyes, just let this be a moment between them and God, and I will acknowledge you. If that's you, could you put your hand up? If you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you need to know more, if you'd like to know more, could you put your hand up? If your heart's thumping, that's you. That's for you to receive. Thank you, Lord. Anyone this morning, maybe it's online, anyone, Jesus willingly desires to come in and remove your sin and give you a new start. So, Lord, I'm just going to pray. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that you sent your Son. He left perfection. He left heaven and became human. He really did come and seek and save to save us, to save everyone, really. That's his heart, that's his will, his desire. And he did it by paying for our sin. So today, Lord, if that's you, you want to accept him, just say, Lord, I thank you for dying for my sins. Thank you, Lord, that today I can receive a gift of a new life, a new start with you, that my sins can be forgiven, and I can now, today, have a new start. Thank you for salvation, Lord, from sin and all its consequences through receiving you as my Savior and Lord today. And for those of us who have already received Jesus, just thank him for the day that you received him. The first time. Remember back to that moment when you accepted him. And thank him that he came to seek you out, because he loved you and gave himself for you. Lord, thank you that you came for me. You came for me. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't leave me to trying to find life out without you. It never works, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now for those of us this morning who've heard the Lord to pursue him and set him before us, just tell him from your own heart, I want to pursue you. I want to know you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, this morning we pray that we wouldn't be content with knowing you because we were saved years ago or for something that you did yesterday. We pray that we will be today Christians, that today we'll know that you're here with us. Today we want to know you, not tomorrow or yesterday, because Jesus, you're the same today. And today we just say, Lord, you are the best. You're the most amazing Savior, the God of compassion and grace and mercy, that you don't treat us as our sins deserve, that you forgive us, Lord, our sins, but that we might forget and lose everything else, become secondary, behind, and set the Lord always before us. Just declare to the Lord this morning, I'm going to set you before me. I'm going to put you up front, center, and make you the goal of my life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Lord, that you continually change me from one degree of glory to another. I don't want to stay the same. I want to be more and more like Jesus. Lord, continue that work of your Spirit in us to bring about the Jesus life through us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this story about Zacchaeus that reveals that you're on a pursuit for us, not just for what you can do for us, and that we want to be part of the Zacchaeus crowd that wants you. Thank you, Jesus.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Kingdom Faith Southwest. For further information, log on to kingdomfaithsw.com.